As coronavirus outbreaks pop up around the world, Australian states are preparing for the possibility of a global pandemic. Hospitals in South Australia are being asked to prepare coronavirus-specific clinics, which would have the capacity to isolate cases from the general population. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, says the emergence of outbreaks outside of China could increase the risk of the illness spreading here.
Our major concern at the moment is the international situation in those countries which have significant outbreaks, and we've seen further growth in the Republic of Korea and in Italy, and obviously that presents a risk to spread to other countries. And our concern now is the number of countries outside of China are making it more likely that we will have further outbreaks in Australia. But we are still contained in Australia. We have no community transmission of this virus in Australia. And that's a really important message for the public, that there is no reason to change anything you do, wear masks or behave in a way that is different from normal. But we are preparing. We are preparing because of the developing international scenario, and we're working very closely with the states and territories who run the public hospitals, with primary care, general practices. Aged care is a big part of our plan. That plan has to be flexible. It has to be flexible because we don't know if we do get further outbreaks here, what form that will take, how many people would be involved, how easily it will be contained, how easily we would be in isolating people. So the plan is very focused on flexible response.
That's Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, there. Globally, the virus has infected more than 80,000 people and killed more than 2,700. Outside of China, South Korea has topped 1,140 cases and reported at least 11 deaths. Italy has recorded the same death toll, but with about 300 infections. Experts are warning that it's not a matter of if this becomes a pandemic, but when. Professor Raina McIntyre is the head of biosecurity research program at the University of New South Wales, and I spoke to her a short time ago. Raina McIntyre, welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
It seems that a pandemic is inevitable. At what point do we tip into that territory?
So we're looking to see sustained transmission in two or more continents, so where it's not being spread by travel, but within different countries. And increasingly, since about the 3rd of February, the proportion of cases that are occurring outside of China are less and less from travel to China and more acquired within other countries. So that's what the WHO is watching very closely and deliberating on.
If we see an outbreak here in Australia, how could that compare to what we're seeing in China? Would it be more or less severe?
If we see an outbreak in Australia, which is an if, as in of that scale, and I think there's still the possibility we won't see something of that scale, we have an older population. So we have 16% of people over the age of 65, whereas China has only 9% of people over 65. And given that the infection is more severe in older people, there could be relatively a greater impact on our population.
Are our hospitals prepared to deal with an Australian coronavirus outbreak?
I think our hospitals are as prepared as any health system could be. You know, you think back to the 2009 pandemic, we were faced with a similar situation. The case fatality rate wasn't as high as the coronavirus, but definitely the intensive care beds were full. The hospitals were, you know, required to surge their capacity substantially. And, you know, within, you know, it started in May in Australia. By September, we had a vaccine. So I think, you know, we should be aiming to still try to keep it out, or at least to delay it coming to Australia. It is possible that a pandemic will be declared, but not every country will see substantial transmission in the community. And that's what we hope that we could achieve in Australia.
Given there are outbreaks occurring around the world, is there a need for Australia to extend travel bans to countries other than China?
I think that's a decision to be made with a careful risk analysis based on the number of cases in each country at any particular time. Still, the number of identified cases in, say, Iran or the Republic of Korea is fairly small compared to when we implemented travel bans for China. But I think the other issue is that as it becomes more widespread, and if more and more countries are starting to see outbreaks, it's probably not going to be feasible to have travel bans to multiple countries.
On Q&A, you spoke about the difference in how we would quarantine people in the case of a pandemic. Can you explain how that change might look?
So I just want to clarify that quarantine refers to people who are well but who are at risk of being infected because they've either come from an affected area or on a cruise ship or, you know, been a known contact of a case. That's quarantine. Isolation is for people who are sick, who are infected, and they're isolated to prevent them from infecting others while they're infectious. So if there was widespread transmission in Australia, we would be, you know, looking to expand the capacity to isolate as many people as possible who were infectious.
Given Australia is heading into winter when respiratory viruses are more transferable and we're seeing more outbreaks occur, obviously, across the world, is Australia heading into a perfect storm in your view?
Yeah, the timing may not be that good for Australia given that we're coming into the winter season in a few months. They certainly had documented co-infections with influenza and COVID-19 in China. So it is a likely scenario that people could get infected with both, which makes it really important to get the flu vaccine as soon as it's available.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
That was Professor Raina McIntyre, Head of Biosecurity Research Program at the University of New South Wales.